Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 383, up to Once Upon a Time in China from 1991. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, so for those of you out there, this is a franchise. This has like five or six movies we're going to sit down and watch, starring Jet Li. I think he stars in five out of the six, correct. I believe. So with that said, we're going to start it off with the first one. Now, I never seen this movie. Nate never seen this movie. But let's get into the financials here so we can get right through this stuff. Financially, this movie made $29 million, which is successful. Okay, it's a successful movie. This won a lot of awards in Hong Kong Film Awards. This thing won for Best Director, Best Film Editing, which I could believe when I was watching it, Best Action Choreography, and then, of course, Best Original Film Score. So this thing won for a lot of stuff. I just wanted to add that stuff because we don't tackle stuff like this when we do our stuff. And I felt like with this movie, had a lot of highlights that I was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. So with that said, this movie is Cantonese. Yeah, no dubbed in English. We had to read it. So for me, it was a little hard for me because I had the kids running all over the place. So I was like trying to focus in and out what was going on. But I got gist of what the movie's about, and I read a little bit on the synopsis. So I was like, oh, okay, I got it. But I hope that my part of the review works. But with that said, Nate, what did the critics and audience have to say about this movie?
Now that you said it won those awards, that's not surprising. This has a 90% critic score. It also has an 88% audience score. So,
wow.
And I also did a little research too, because again, when I've never ever seen a movie, I will watch it. And then when it's over, I'll go look at stuff. Like I watch the movie, I go on my phone, I go on my notepad, I write down my scores. Then I go look up the stuff because I don't want to be swayed at all. I don't want to even know what people think. And then I do. This thing is apparently one of the most influential martial arts movies ever made, they say. It is considered a classic of the wuxia is the genre. It's that kind of flow. There's some wire work in. There's some stuff that's not wire work, but there is wire work in it as well. And this is considered a classic of that subgenre. Super influential. Also apparently influenced by Sergio Leone films. And if you don't know this, he did two movies. One is called Once Upon a Time in the West. That's an old Western. And he did a movie called Once Upon a Time in America, which stars Robert De Niro and James Woods and a bunch of actors, Jennifer Connelly. And then this is called Once Upon a Time in China. So even the title kind of lets on to that. And the way it's filmed, it definitely looks at times like a Sergio Leone. It looks like a Western times. Yeah. So there's a lot of influence. I had no idea. I had no idea this movie was such a, it's not that it's a, it made money, but I didn't know such like a influenced film and something that influenced a lot of other movies. So it was pretty cool to finally sit down and watch it. And I'm interested to talk about because I've never seen any of these. Not one through six. I never seen one.
Well, the crazy thing is, so in the Philippines, this movie was not called Once Upon a Time in China.
Oh.
It was released with another title. It was called Enter the New Game of Death.
That's sick. That sounds like I will.
That's a dope name.
I'll watch that. The new game.
Yeah, that was a dope.
Is this supposed to be like a play on Bruce Lee? Probably for the Filipinos, they're like, oh,
it could
Bruce Lee's son, Jet Li, isn't it?
Oh my God, you're so dope.
They might have.
Yeah, so that was the title for it. I mean, and you know it's crazy because sometimes when you watch a Western movie, Westerns have different titles to their movies when they come out in other countries, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess they try to do what you said with the Western stuff. So with that said, let's get right into it. The lead character of this film, of course, is going to be Jet Li. He plays Master Wang Fei-Hung.
Yes, Wang Fei-Hung.
Oh, I said it was close.
Wang Fei-Hung, yes. Okay, I'll tell you what. There's one area of this movie that I had a little bit of a hard time with, and I think it'll be both. I think we might be on the same page, but this wasn't one of them. I love this character. I thought he was cool as heck. He is a master. They all call him Sifu, Sifu. You know, all these movies, when you watch these movies, they always call their master Sifu. I guess that's just Chinese for master, but he got a little group, three guys. He has three like main disciples, I guess. Mm-hmm. You got the Bucktooth guy, Bucktooth So. You got my boy Porky Wing.
You know who Porky Wing is, right?
Who?
The actor? Porky, that he's young in this one. Yeah, the actor's the Ip Man's best friend. The big that's him, Mandy Young.
Bro, Porky Wing was my guy.
That's a dope name.
It's a dope name, and he's like a chubby martial artist, but he was good.
And dope.
Yeah, and then he has that other guy, Kai. Those are like his three main guys. And then he also is in charge. So there's a lot going on with the story, but he's in charge of training the militia to fight. Mm-hmm. But he is a guy with three disciples, and they run like almost like a little hospital, kind of like a medical facility. So you have that. Then you have the whole plot with him and the 13th aunt, who he has to call her that because this is like old school China where it's like there's respect, but it's not his actual aunt. They're not related, but they grew up together and they have romantic feelings for each other. So you got a love storyline that's, I think, well done because he's in that jail. And as soon as they tell her she's captured, he said, get out. We busted out of this jail. Which I love.
They couldn't hold him.
Yeah, he's like, I will be arrested. It's the law. And they're like, they captured her. He said, let's get out of here. We got to go. You have a little bit of that. You have his camaraderie with his partners. And then the dude's just a beast fighter. I mean, I give him a 5. I loved the character. I was into it. I wanted to follow him the whole time. And Jet Li gives a great performance in this. A really good performance. There's a little hue. There is a lot of humor throughout the movie. And I think he does well in every aspect. I loved him. So I gave him a 5.
So it says here on the casting that he said it was he was doubled by Hung Young Ya.
Yeah, there was a few stunts where it was not him. So there were some parts where they were like doing some of the wire stuff where he was like, there was a part towards in that last fight where he like falls off this thing really high and you could tell it was not him. But all the fighting was him.
Oh no, yeah. You could see that was all him. Okay, I like this character. This character's really good. And you said everything. I mean, he's very loyal. And the funny thing is, he's very like, he reads the fan of patience. What was the thing was called? It's like the fan of...
But it has all these like laws on
knowledge of something. Yeah, it was like a fan. But I thought it was pretty cool because he flipped out on the girl when she burnt it. Yeah. Oh, he got so mad on the 13th aunt, whatever the hell it is. 13th aunt. And I was just like, wow. But that was pretty cool. But the thing I like about him though is that he follows rules. Like when a rule is a rule, he'll do it. And then he gets mad, right? Like when Porky Wing wanted to fight the cops. And he was like, don't do it. And he was like, I'll fight you. He was like, you want to fight so bad? Right. Yeah. You fight me. And it was just like, he kept trying to teach him like, Paige, like, don't worry about, it's not always about fighting. It was like, just let it be, let everything happen, right? And Porky Wing didn't know, he just wanted to fight. And then he made him stay outside. Well, he stood outside in the rain and everything. He felt bad. And he was like, you can come in. Yeah. So like, I like that loyalty. And you know, what's crazy. It's like, I don't know. Half this stuff is true. It might be true, right? Like in terms of their culture of martial arts. I think
it's supposed to be like very, it feels very Chinese, like very Chinese.
Yeah. So like the culture in discipline and honor, it's very crazy like how it is. Like, you know, he kicked him out. He says, you're no longer with us. And the guy stands outside for like days in the rain and not drinking and whatever. And, you know, but it was pretty cool. But in terms of him, yeah, I like him. I like that you could tell he likes the girl, 13th aunt, because it was over. And then when they all found out who that girl was, that was even funny. They were all like, he's here? What? And the guy with the messed up arm, he's like, he's like falling everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of liked it. Overall, he's a very good leading man. And I agree with you. If this is just the beginning out of 5 films, we got more to go. I'm going to be in. We're going to be in for it because Jelly is really, man, he's flexible. He did a kick holding a stick, and I don't know how the hell his leg went that way. Yeah. But he has some crazy some
splits. He did a thing where he jumped and put his two legs in between these two poles and like balanced on it. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Going on.
And one thing I want to tell people is that the wire work, I know a lot of people don't like wire work in martial arts or whatever. Some people do, some people don't. Honestly, I have no problems with the wire work.
Me neither.
If it looks dope and it looks cool and the choreography looks fun. Now, if it looks over the top like a Jackie Chan movie that you're just like, oh God, this looks so like, this actually felt really cool. Like, honestly, he does a lot of stuff fighting the other master, which we're going to talk about right now. I mean, villains.
Iron Vest.
Yeah. That is a fight on in the fight, rain. Bro. Oh, in the rain, in that room, in that place.
All the freaking ladders. All the
ladders. Oh, Jesus. Okay, anyway. Anyway, I give it a 5. You give it a 5. Let's get to my man Iron Vest.
Okay, so this movie has 50 villains in it, but I hated them all. In a good way.
Yeah,
like they all did their job. So yeah, not only, so first you have that gang leader who, I mean, what a dog this guy is. He is like, first of all, he's a loser. Okay. If he had to fight anybody one-on-one, he will lose. He wants to chasing dudes around with the swords, like, you know, to get him. Then he meets with Jet. Once they meet Jet Li's character, he's like, dang it. this ain't that good. Now he's all mad. He's like, we gotta kill this guy. He's part of the whatever gang. I forget the name of it. The Shouha gang or something like that. It's a very Chinese. I don't know these words. Hated that guy. Great villain, honestly. Because he's there all the way to the end. He tries to take advantage of 13th aunt. He tries to do stuff to her that's bad. He slaps her up. She gave him what he deserved too, but he slaps her up. He ties her up. He's ready to kill her. So great villain.
A raper.
Yeah, exactly. Great villain. Okay, evil. Then you got all the Americans and all the British, because this movie is told from the perspective. Again, this is a Chinese film told from the viewpoint of Chinese people. And it's a lot of it. And we'll get to more in storyline. But like the Western civilization kind of encroaching and bringing their thing. And they don't want to get out of here, America. They're like occupying. Get out of here, Britain. Get out of here, France. The beginning is French soldiers with the dragon thing. So like. You have all them, and they're kind of bad guys too. We have that white guy who's called like Tiger or something. The one that's like one who ends up getting hung on the thing. They're a little cartoony, but they work. They do their purpose, I think. Mm-hmm. And then you got Iron Vest. Iron Vest is interesting because he doesn't really come in until like halfway through the movie. Like they show him in the beginning, and then they don't go back to him until way at the end, or in the middle. Then he has that dope fight at nighttime in front of that fire with that guy. Like I love the way that fight looks. It looks like Mortal Kombat to me. It was sick. Then he comes into town. He's like, I want to become a master. I want to open a school. And the only way that people will take me seriously if I beat this guy, I need to beat him. And so he goes, he challenges him to a fight. Jet Li's like, no, I can't fight you. We got patience here. He's like, I don't care. Bust the table. They go outside and fight. And then at first I was like, okay, he's not really a villain. He's more so a guy who's trying to make a name for himself, right? How else do you make a name for yourself? Challenge the best guy. But then he becomes a villain as the movie goes on, because then he's okay with a lot of stuff, kidnapping people. And he's a douche to his guy who wants to be his disciple.
Fung,
yeah. He was kind of funny too. He got a big crush on 13th aunt. He's like in love with her.
That ending is so funny. With the photo.
Yeah. The whole movie, he's like in love with her. And it works though, because he tries to save her. So anyway.
He did though.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah, he was really good.
Iron Vest. This guy is more like a Mortal Kombat villain. Like he's like Shang Tsung. He's like the main. He ends up being like a big fight. So I gave the villains a 5. I thought they were all great.
You said everything. This thing is a 5. I mean, like I said, I was in and out from the reading, but from watching and doing when I was watching, I was like, man, it's just so crazy, right? Like you said, the gang leader, such a douche. He takes all the people's money, like for taxes and all, like he was taking all their money. It was like a Western. Yeah. You know how they have like the gangs taking people's, like that's what it felt like, a straight up mob gang. Like, you know what? We pay you, you pay us for protection. That's what it was. They were paying them for protection.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, he's taking all their money. I was like, this is so wrong. But then it's even more diabolical because they were taking all the women and selling them to the Americans or the Brits or whatever.
Yeah, to take on boats, like, to America.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this dude is even worse. But then 13 aunt shoots him in the shoulder. I was like, oh man. I was like, she's even horrible with the gun, but it's actually really funny. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I agree with you. He's diabolical. So I agree. I give him a 5 there too. But man, my man Iron Vest, bro. That scene that he comes in and he's like, I want to challenge you. And Jet Li is like, bro, I can't even fight you because I'm on house arrest. Yeah. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And he didn't care. They were like, we're doing this right now. Then they took it in the rain. And I said, we need more rain fights, bro. We don't get much rain fights in our movies anymore.
Yeah, I think we're just fights. Hashtag bring back the rain fights.
Bring back. Yo, John Wick 1 had a rain fight between John Wick and the Russian dad. Remember that? The rain started to kick in and I was like,
dead or alive? The boat dock. Remember that crap? They had dead a rain fight on the beach.
But it looked cool in the rain. It's stylish. It looks, I don't know, something about rain and fight. Oh, Neo versus Agent Smith in the rain.
Maybe come inspired on. By this. I don't know.
We got to have to throw it up there in the universe.
All inspired by Once Upon a Time in China because this came out before all those. 91.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, bro, that that rain fight. I'll tell you, my kid, you guys better shut up or I'm going to fight you like this.
You're about to be in a rain fight if you don't shut up. You're
about to rain fight. Turn on the sprinklers in the house and just start fighting. Do water funny. Damage in the house. Just be like,
worth
oh
it.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Freaking, but yeah. The villains are all great. My man, the British Tiger dude, I was like, oh my God, he reminds me of Vega for Street Fighter.
Yeah, kind of. kind of.
Right?
Yeah, he's tight.
Because he had the fight stand, right? Because he was
He's like a boxer.
Yeah, and he kicked, and he was a boxer, too. So he was like a kickboxer.
I wish he got to fight Jet Li one-on-one.
I wanted that so bad. I wanted to see that. But he died kind of like, I kind of liked the way he died. I mean, it was creative. Like, I mean, not every fight you're going to have like this full, like,
battle. No, I love it. That guy can't fight. That was his whole storyline is he don't know how to fight. So he just did what he could. He was getting choked. He's like, well, I'm going to choke you.
That was so funny. He ran back and he put his legs on the anchors.
Yeah, it was great.
That was cool. Yeah, I mean, the villains all fit well for this story. And it was so cool because I think it fit the environment that we were in, the 18th century. Yeah. I think that's where we were up to. And I thought it worked very well. I thought it was cool. They had boats.
Late 19th century. So like we're talking like 1890s, 1880s, something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but they had the boats, like the cannons and all that. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like those time periods. And you could throw this martial arts stuff in it. It's like a plus. Anyway, 5 for villains, 5 for leads.
Yes.
Action scenes.
Oh my God. So let me tell you something. At first, I'm not lying to you. At first, I put this movie on. I started watching it in the beginning. They have the little dragon thing. I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't know what's going on. And there's like about 30 minutes. And I'm like, is this an action movie? Because there's nothing. And I'm like, I don't know if this is an action movie. So you know what? I'm not kidding you. I have the Criterion. You have the Criterion too, right?
Yes, the orange case one.
Yeah. Which Blu-ray looks great. Again, Criterion knocks it out the park every time. This movie looks awesome.
Yeah.
I paused it and I went to the supplements. Okay. I went to supplements because they have a trailer and I put on the trailer because I was like, let me look at the trailer because I think I'm just watching a drama. And then the trailer, I kid you not, they start doing fights. So I stopped the trailer. I didn't keep watching it. I was like, okay, this has fights. So let me go back. And right when I put it back is one of the fights from the trailer. And I'm not even lying. It's almost all action from like half an hour into the end. There's a million action scenes. So you just have to be patient. Okay. If you're listening to this and you've never seen this movie, watch that 30 minutes. Let it do the story stuff. Trust me, there's like God tier action in this movie. It's so good. There's so much. I loved every scene. I can't think of an action scene that I didn't like. And that's a good sign for an action movie. The fight with Porky Wing and this guy when he's in the shop and he throws the freaking hand, the pig leg at him. And then they were like running through the town with the signs and awesome. Then they show up at the restaurant. That's when Jet Li was like, no, don't fight. And they keep doing defense pretty much.
Yeah.
Awesome. Then you got the fight on the beach with Iron Vest and that other guy, that random dude. Dope fight. You get the one on the boat. You get the whole last act really in that storehouse thing with the ladders. Amazing. The rain fight we talked about.
The play?
Oh, at
on the beach with the play?
That one was violent. Like, there's like...
That was really bloody.
Rated R, because there's like blood... People getting shot. It's like blood squibs. Loved it. That's the Western. This is pretty much a Western that's in Chinese. So you get the vibes. But I got to say, I loved it. I agree with you. The wire work was not a problem for me. My brother came in at one point and the rain fight. He was like, is this like a superhero movie? Because the way like they were kind of floating a little bit. I was like, no, that's just the style of... Because they're kicking that pole. Remember the pole keeps like...
Oh, that was dope.
Yeah, it was cool. That was a cool idea. Yeah. There's one thing I didn't like because it made me laugh. And that's when Jet Li shoots the bullet with a flick. That was hilarious. He literally flicks a bullet so hard that it goes into this dude's forehead and kills him. Now, at that point, I've already been like, you know what? These guys can kind of... I get the style of movie. I didn't love that, but it's okay. I forgive it because everything else is... You know, they had trampolines on the floor and they're jumping, like doing all the trampolines. But it worked because you could think, oh, they're jumping off of those bales, whatever those things are. So, perfect. 5 out of 5. For a slow start, an amazing finish.
I agree, dude. I started this movie and I'm folding clothes and I'm like, what is this shit? And I'm like, and I'm literally like, you see the dancing thing and the dudes are shooting at them and I'm reading the subtitles and I'm like, but I was like, isn't this an action movie? I was like, there's no, I didn't do what you did, go to a trailer. I just kept going.
Panicking.
And I'm like, yo, this joint has Jet Li. And I was like, this is not a drama movie. There's no freaking way. And when he sat down in the restaurant, I said, you got to be kidding me. Now we're going to be sitting through, and then the mayhem started to go through. And I loved it. The minute he was like, no fight. And then he grabbed Porky Wing.
Yeah.
And he was like, defensive fighting. And Porky Wing was just like, he was like, okay. And next thing you know, oh, dude, when he put the one hand behind his back and the dudes are, oh, I said, okay, this is a 5. From the first scene alone, I was like, this is a 5. I was like, I already know where we're going. Angelina walks in, my wife, and is when he's fighting with the long stick. And then he holds all of them with the one stick and then he puts it through the wall.
Yes.
She goes, "What are you watching?" I said, "Jet Li's masterpiece." And she was like, "That's Jet Li." I was like, "This is Jet Li in his 20s. I believe he's in his 20s. I was like, "This dude is fast." He's see, one thing you said when we did one of his older movies, when he was in his, it wasn't Fearless. It was the other one before that. No, the other one with Roger Rabbit.
Oh, Unleashed.
The guy from Run. Unleashed. You said one thing about Jet Li was, paraphrasing here, you said that he is fast and he is very agile, and he's very finesse.
Yeah.
This is 20-year-old. And when we saw on that movie, he's like in his 40s.
He was 27
like
in this movie. So he was like, yeah, he was like in his prime.
Mad prime and flexible. Bro, this dude, oh Jesus, man, this dude was doing. I said, yo, what is this guy? I love the fighting in this. I mean, I can't wait to see the other ones. Like, I was just like, this movie is really good. Like, if you guys have not seen, and I'm not talking about it because we're an action movie guys podcast here. Overall, if you guys are into martial arts movies, I think this has to be one of my top five now. Like, it bumped something. I don't know what it bumped, but it has to be up there because this, you're right. This thing has so much action. It reminded me of Fearless, Jet Li Fearless, the one that we just saw.
So just so you know, too, this was his sixth movie that he ever made. Mm. The ones before, there was one in 1982, which that one he would have been like only 17 or something like that. But some of them look like, none of them are like crazy high rated. This movie came out and this was the one that they said literally put him on the map, an international martial arts. So you telling her this is his masterpiece, it's not far off in the sense of it was the one that, this is his Enter the Dragon, right?
Yeah.
Bruce Lee could have done a bunch of more movies after that and they could have been great, but everyone will remember Enter the Dragon. And if you're a martial arts fan, Once Upon a Time in China, I believe, is the one that's like, that's the Jet Li, the debut of the guy he went on to be. So you're right. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like this movie, I mean, from beginning, you're right. At beginning to end, you just like, he picks up a knife. He knows how to, well, actually he didn't even touch a knife, but he used a stick. He uses his fist, his hands. I mean, he got one cut on him and he got pissed. Yeah, man. And I said, oh, this
is when the guy was cheating. He had that knife in his hair. He's like, you cheated. Is your martial arts. He's like, the guy said, you gotta be prepared for any situation.
And what did he do? He grabbed that ponytail. Cut it and he and kicked him. Yeah. I didn't know what was going on.
He was mad.
He's like, he cut my long hair. It took forever to grow.
And that guy got shot up, too. Iron Vest got shot about 50 times.
Did that piss you off?
That he died?
No. It got me mad because I really wanted to see, like, other. I thought he's going to be, like, a ongoing villain.
Oh. I can't. Well, you know, I wish he didn't die. But I almost wish he didn't die so that he could become, like,
friends.
Yes. And be, like, a future sidekick. Imagine if they tag-teamed some fight. That would be insane. Who can beat that?
Like, what was it? Ip Man 2? Yeah. Remember when he became friends with the big guy and he caught a heart attack during the boxing?
Exactly. How cool would that be?
I agree. All right. So the five across the board in the fighting department. Okay. Storyline.
All right. Now, here's where I think we'll be in an agreement, because I didn't know what was going on for a long time. And the way the movie works, I think by the end of it, I was like, I really enjoyed this movie, but it was tough early. The first half hour, I was not into it. I really was not. And I was reading it. I'm sitting there like, I didn't have no kids climbing, nothing. I'm just like focused. And even still, I was like, what is going on? He's like on a ship. They're talking about all these like Chinese. It's very Chinese. It really is. And I'm not super familiar with all their culture. And I know some, obviously. I'm educated, but I don't know like a lot. I'm not super into it. So, you know, I was like, I'm confused. And then, you know, ultimately the themes are, you know, Chinese people wanting to keep their culture, not let other cultures sort of, you know, take. There's a whole part where she's talking about, oh, the railroads are going to come in. Oh, she gives him the suit. He's like, I'll wear a suit when every Chinese person wears a suit, because they're always wearing like old school Chinese clothes.
Right.
So it's a lot of, it's a lot of culture stuff. I can't say that it's like, that's my favorite stuff. Where I think the story works is with the camaraderie between him. The characters work. I like the characters. So it was 50-50 for me. I ended up giving it a 3. I honestly don't think it is like an amazing, I think it's a very good story. I think it will play better for certain people. I think Chinese audiences probably be a 5 out of 5. And Western audiences, maybe like me, maybe less, but I don't think it's the strength of the movie at all. I think the action and the characters are, and I think the story is there. It's a little confusing at times, So yes, I ended up at a 3.
Okay. So you said everything. You actually, you just said everything that I was going to say, because honestly, I did not know what this movie was about most of the time. Like, I didn't. And even when I went back and I had to rewind a little because my kids was calling me, I was just like, what's the purpose of this movie? Like, and you're right. The first 40 minutes, 30 minutes before the big grand fight in the streets into the everything, you're just like, what is the, what are we watching here? Like a Braveheart movie? Like, it's a story about this guy in China. Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. So I was just like, oh. But then I started to get it. Okay, fine. He's a teacher. Then you started to see everything unfold with the women getting taken. But all that stuff comes later towards the end when right. The stuff gets revealed. So I agree with you. It was harder. And I think you're right. I think if this movie had an English dubbed, and I'm not big on English dubbed. Like, I always prefer listening to the original soundtrack and reading it. But sometimes there's some movies that you might need to have the English dubbed.
And this has English dialogue in it sometimes, which is, you know, like the Americans and the British.
Which I followed. Yeah. And it worked. And I was just like, okay, cool. But like, I wanted to hear more Jet Li. Like, I wanted to see more, because even with the reading, you're sometimes out of watching what's happening in the picture. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting the performances of the actors and the characters. So, you know, that was just me. And I can tell you right now, there's some movies, you said it, it can hit or cannot hit. And I think this movie hits, but not on all cylinders. I think this movie works very well. And for me, I'm going to give it a 3. It's a good movie. Actually, it could be a good to great movie. Honestly, I think it's really good. And I'm not going to say I'm never going to watch it again. I'm definitely going to be watching this movie again. But I'm going to have to give it another rewatch see if I can get it.
The first half hour is a little rough. It's a little rough. Yeah. After that, everything after that makes sense. You had a gang shaking people down for money. They hate him. It's relatable. It becomes relatable as it goes, where you can follow it. You're like, okay, I get it. But even still, it's like, it's just okay.
Well, yeah, because then you start going, why is this, who's the leader of this gang? Like, I kept saying that the whole time. I'm like, who's the leader of this gang? Yeah. Like, you didn't get nothing on, like, who's the hell the leader is until Iron Vest comes out. And you're just like, oh, geez, okay, fine.
Him. He's going to become their master.
Right. So anyway, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3. Okay, overall.
So this was the part that I had to be really honest with myself. I still feel comfortable with this. I ended up giving it a 4. And it's because of this. It is not horrible, but it's enough to make me, it is not a 5 out of 5 perfect film for me, because it's like over 2 hours. A big chunk of it is like not interesting to me. I wasn't that into it at the beginning. So the fact that I paused it and I had to check a trailer just to make sure I picked an action movie, it's not a perfect action film, which would be a 5 for me, but the action is perfect. It just, the rest of it's good. So I gave it a 4. I started off being like, I don't think I'm gonna like this movie. And by the end of it, I was like, I really like this movie. It's really good. So yeah, I feel comfortable with a 4.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I gave it a 4 also, because honestly, when this movie started, I was like, what the hell did Nate pick? I kept going the whole time going, why did he pick this crap? Like,
I was worried.
I was like, what is he picking? But honestly, it's a great action movie. In terms of movies, great. In terms of story, you're just going to have to read it and then see if you can figure it out. But again, I enjoyed it for what it was. And I thought it was a good story. Like I said, you get into it. I'm like, once you see her get taken, you're like, oh boy. You want to read what's going on. And I thought that was pretty good. So I gave it a 4.
You know what's funny, though? Total points. As far as, there is a lot of humor in this movie. And the one of the things that made me laugh a lot was when the Bucktooth guy, so he's from America and he speaks English. Perfect English. Remember the part where he's speaking English? Mm-hmm. He's like, perfect. So anyway, he comes, he stutters. And then he comes to the end and they're like, say, slow down. Like, say it. And then he says this whole long thing in Chinese really fast. And then the guy asks him, he's like, how the heck did you do that? Like, what? And he was like, I thought about it all the way here. I rehearsed it on that made me laugh. I actually liked some of the humor. I laughed when Porky Wing was, when they were in the makeup in the play.
Oh, that was funny.
That was funny. There's a lot of jokes that, when that one part where they're going to watch the play and him and 13th Aunt, they're like, please enjoy. And they just keep like,
he didn't know she was, that was her.
Huh?
He didn't know that was 13 Aunt.
No,
because she looked like a guy.
No, she had glasses on. He knew it was her. But the thing was, he was trying to be, remember the whole movie, he's like being a gentleman, reverent to her, and she's like, hey, stop, like, we know each other. So now she's like, okay, fine, you want to be like very professional, I'm gonna be professional too. And so they're like, please enjoy. Like, that made me laugh. So anyway, good film. Okay, total points, I 22 out of a 25. It's a banger. This movie's a banger. I get it. I understand why It's in, and this is a 90s movie too. You know me, I love me some 90s movies. 91, baby. It looks like a 90s movie. It functions like a Western from the 60s. Loved it. 22.
Yeah, I have the same score, 22 out of 25. It's a phenomenal movie. I can't wait to see what part two is about. And he's like, what, a year older? So he's 28.
It's only filming? 1 year later.
Yeah, so he's going to be 28, supposedly.
So
in that
I looked
movie.
Up the next one just while we're here, and it came right. out 1 year later. Same director. So that's exciting. Ooh. The poster is absolutely sick. Also, the next one is about 20 minutes shorter. So I think it might be even cool.
They get to the point.
And returning, we have, of course, Jet Li. We have 13th Aunt. She's back. And Foon, the guy who's got a crush on her. He's the one that's like the guy who can't fight. He's back. Looks like a lot of the other people are not back. But
oh, Porky Wing is not back?
No, I don't see Porky Wing here in the cast.
Now, question. Didn't you think that ending was pretty funny when they were taking the photo and then he went to stand next to her?
Yeah, he's like, and the photo's all jacked up. They're all looking the
other way. And I love how it just ends. Yeah. The movie ends and them in the beach
training. I love that
training.
Part, too. Also, Donnie Yen is in the next one, so...
What?
Donnie Yen as Commander
Lan.
That is,
five already. Commander, I can see a five.
Also, they have something called the White Lotus Gang or something. I don't know, bro. I'm ready to watch it now. I'm going to wait because I need it to be fresh, but I'm ready to watch it.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go in there. Tell the kids shut up or the sprinklers go on.
Is Once Upon a Time in China about to become my favorite martial franchise. Arts franchise? I don't know, but it's
maybe
a good start.
All right, Nate, what's coming up next on the podcast?
All right. Well, guess what? We are going to be going with continuing on our one movies with one word titles. That's the theme. We did Upgrade last week. This week, a little bit of Swordfish. We're going to be doing some Swordfish from 2001. And then the movie that apparently now I can't wait for next week, Once Upon a Time in China. Two, I'm hyped. I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
Well, there you.
I'm ready. I'll watch it right now.
There you have it, guys. Guys, want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, all you have to do is head over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel Action Movie Guys. You can follow us or take us on the go also with Action Movie Guys podcast with Spotify, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. And now Geeks and Flicks is now on TikTok. You guys can now subscribe and follow us there. We do some exclusive mini reviews for you guys for anything that we watch during our off time. We do now mini 1 minute clips for you guys. We put them out there and sometimes on YouTube short. So again, it's Geeks and an N Flix on TikTok. So other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.